In this bulletin, the first US presidential debate underway. Victoria records another 13 coronavirus cases and 4 deaths. And the NRL Grand Final to be held on October 25. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The first of 3 debates of this year's US presidential campaign is underway. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland, Ohio, in a contest moderated by journalist Chris Wallace.
There are 7 million people that contracted COVID. What does it mean for them going forward if you strike down the Affordable Care Act?
And Joe, you've had 308,000 military people dying because you couldn't provide them proper health care in the military. So don't tell me
I'm
about this.
I'm happy to talk about this.
And if you were here, it wouldn't be 200, it would be 2 million people because you were very late on the draw. You didn't want me to ban China, which was heavily infected.
Ahead of the contest, Joe Biden released his latest tax returns and encouraged Donald Trump to follow suit. Mr. Trump is under pressure to share his financial records after media reports showed he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017. Mr. Biden's documents indicate he and his wife paid more than $346,000 in federal taxes and other payments in 2019. Victoria has recorded 13 new coronavirus cases and a further 4 deaths, taking the national COVID-19 toll to 886. The state's COVID-19 death count is fast approaching 800. Victoria is poised to take the next step out of COVID-19 safety measures on October the 19th. The United Nations is asking wealthy nations to contribute to the International Monetary Fund in a sign of unity as the world works towards recovering from the pandemic. The global agency is warning several countries desperately need debt relief, and it wants the IMF to be fully used for its intended purpose of helping economies during a crisis. The UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, says resources need to be increased, and he's urging the international community to take collective action.
There were fathers and mothers, wives and husbands, brothers and sisters, friends and colleagues. The pain has been multiplied by the savageness of this disease. Risks of infection kept families from bedsides, and the process of mourning and celebrating a life was often made impossible. How do you say goodbye without holding a hand, or extending a gentle kiss, a warm embrace, a final whispered, I love you?
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her government is working hard to allow travel for Australians again based on a hotspot proposal. Talks between Australia and New Zealand to create a trans-Tasman travel bubble are gaining momentum as COVID-19 case numbers fall. Ms. Ardern has told Channel 9 both sides need to be satisfied with the agreement to keep communities safe and minimise high-risk traveller movement.
Indeed. So we would just need to be comfortable that if there is a flare-up, that it's contained. And so for us, it's about contained as in we wouldn't have people from that area who would then be travelling across the Tasman.
The United Kingdom is reporting a daily record of new coronavirus cases with more than 7,000 infections. Debate is ongoing over whether stricter rules need to be imposed after local safety measures were ordered for Northern England. Parliament is scheduled to deal with coronavirus legislation on Wednesday. More than 42,000 deaths have been recorded in the UK during the pandemic. The Aged Care Royal Commission will hand down its report today into urgent action required to keep elderly Australians safe from coronavirus. In August, the inquiry heard the federal government hadn't prepared a detailed plan to protect the aged care sector at the start of the pandemic. More than 600 aged care residents have died from coronavirus and thousands have been infected with COVID-19. The Federal Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy has admitted outbreaks at Victorian aged care facilities could have been minimised with a quicker response. Australian singer Helen Reddy has died at the age of 78 after being diagnosed with dementia. She's best known for her song I Am Woman. Her life was recently profiled in a movie of the same name, which was released just this month. The NRL has announced the grand final will be held in Sydney on October the 25th, with an expected crowd of 40,000. The New South Wales government says spectators will need to bring masks and remain in their designated seat. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the stadium will be at 50% capacity based on the state's health advice. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, a shower or two, 18. Melbourne, showers, 19. Hobart, a shower or two, 20. Canberra, rain developing, 14. Wollongong, an afternoon shower or two, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, mostly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.